In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Little things can mean a lot. I was speaking to a young woman the other day. Her father had died unexpectedly while she was in London. Her parents were living in Milwaukee at this point. Her cell phone didn't work over in England. She had to get the message from the hotel. She had to try to call back, try to make all these arrangements to get back to the States, back to Wisconsin in a very short period of time. She flew back to MSP and was planning to take a cab out to Somerset, where she herself lives, to get her car before driving to Milwaukee. When she gets to the airport, goes through customs, comes out, and there is her roommate waiting to give her a ride. The roommate had flowers and a Starbucks coffee for her. His roommate knew that she was flying in that day from London, but because cell phones didn't work and because late notice, she didn't know the flight. She had left messages with the family, but in the confusion of the events, did not hear back. So she took the day off of work, went to Minneapolis Airport, got a little bundle of flowers, and waited at the exit of every flight that came in from London that day until her roommate showed up. On top of that, she'd get a fresh Starbucks each time so that when she got off the plane, it would still be hot. Paying attention to little things can mean a lot. And when this woman was relating this story to me, she said this will be something that she will remember for the rest of her life. Today in the church, we celebrate the myrrh-bearing women. These are the brave souls who went to anoint the body of Jesus when he was buried, and became the first to hear and share the news of the resurrection. And let's stop and consider for a moment what they must have been doing. Jesus was crucified Friday afternoon. There was a huge turn of events in just a short period of time, in just a day or two, from the Hosanna of Palm Sunday to the crucifixion itself. By the time Jesus actually dies, and by the time Joseph and Nicodemus get permission and then lay his body in the tomb, it was sunset. The Sabbath was beginning. Now the women, they were faithful and righteous believers. And they were not going to dishonor God by violating the Sabbath. But they knew that the burial rites had not been performed. You can imagine, that did not sit well with them. Here they were in awful grief over this wonderful man, this prophet of God who spoke the words of life, the one they had hoped would be the Savior and Messiah that was spoken of by the prophets. And he's unjustly killed. And now he, of all people, the one who healed, the one who opened the eyes of the blind and fed the hungry, this man of all people doesn't even get a proper burial. Now, it might seem like a little thing. And yes, maybe they could have let it slide, given the circumstances of the day. But to these women, little things mean a lot. And so as early as possible on Sunday morning, they go to the tomb to anoint the body. And of course, there they find the stone rolled away, and the angel gives them the news of the resurrection. And these women, who were faithful over little things, become the first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They become the first apostles of the risen Savior. Mary Magdalene in the church is even called the apostle to the apostles. You know, just before his death, Jesus tells a parable of the talents. Probably remember one is given five, another is given two, another is given one, and two of them go and earn additional talents with what they had been given. And as they come back, the two that made more, the master says to them, "You who are faithful over a little, you'll be rulers over great things." Faithfulness over little things leads to becoming a ruler over great things. Faithfulness over little things demonstrates a good and kind and honorable heart. In our readings from Acts today, we hear the appointment of the first seven deacons. There was a distribution of food in the early church, and as the church grew, it got disorganized, and some of the widows had been neglected. Now, they weren't starving to death, but still, the idea was we can do better than this. The apostles appoint an entire order of ministry just to be sure that the little things are taken care of, before they grew into big things. You know, most of the time, you and I, when we neglect the little things, we're not trying to be malicious. It's that we get busy. It's that we get distracted and things slip our minds. And that's why Scripture sets aside various lessons like this to encourage and remind and even empower us that the little things mean a lot. And I'll take a moment here for a bit of clarification. Being faithful over little things means things that serve others, that honor others, that serve and honor God. That's not the same thing as getting bogged down or obsessed with unimportant things, details that don't matter. Church I grew up in California, we had two men, both wonderful, faithful men of God. One's name was George Vagg, and the other's name was John Oresco. God bless their souls in eternal memory. And they got along great most of the year. But come Holy Week, they would always argue over whether the bell should be rung during the Holy Friday procession. I don't mean the midnight procession. I mean the one on Holy Friday evening where the shroud is taken around the outside of the church. George thought that it should not be rung because it was a somber occasion. John thought that a bell should always be rung anytime there's an outdoor procession. And they would position themselves near the rope, one to block it, the other to do it. Once one of them invoked the teaching of Jesus, we must be faithful over the little things, to my dad. And I remember him, this was when we first got there, so he was kind of caught off guard by this little debate. But my dad responds, but that doesn't mean getting bogged down in unimportant details. I had a seminary professor, Paul Meindorf, who loved the phrase, it's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic if students started arguing over unimportant things. His idea that it's a lot more important to get the people in the lifeboats. Little things are ways we help one another. Little things are the ways we serve one another. Little things are the way we honor one another in day-to-day life. It doesn't mean they're unimportant. And in doing so, it means we honor God. Like a roommate who takes the day off of work to make sure her friend has a ride in her grief. Like the apostles who appoint an entire order of ministry to make sure nobody is neglected in the distribution of food. And like the women who insist on completing a burial rite for the prophet they hoped was the Messiah. Jesus said, if we are faithful over little things, he will make us rulers over great things. And that's because little things mean a lot. Amen.